Happy Thursday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our Macro Minute for Thursday, May 28th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, how is the U.S. consumer faring amid the latest adverse policy shock? Our answer is splendidly, as perfectly presaged by a resilient U.S. economy in Paradigm C, aka Run It Hot themes. The lowest savings rate since June 2022, coupled with the lowest real income growth since March 2022, and above-trend real consumption growth, is compelling evidence of our West Village Montauk Effect thesis. As predicted, our West Village Montauk Effect thesis continues to power the resilient U.S. economy through a sequence of adverse policy shocks throughout the Biden and Trump administrations. Decades of socialism for the rich and capitalism for the poor have made the resilient U.S. economy seemingly impervious to adverse policy shocks. Elsewhere, the April PC report supported the consensus outlook for slowing inflation and makes the Warsh Fed less likely to tighten monetary policy over the medium term. And before we transition to our 42 Macro Dashboard, for those who may be new to our themes and theses, what we mean by the West Village Montauk Effect thesis, the summary of that, it's detailed, but the summary is that because we have such a high stock of savings on the U.S. household sector balance sheet, roughly about $12 trillion, which is up from less than $4 trillion prior to the pandemic, that high, very elevated stock of savings is allowing the consumer sector in aggregate to reduce its monthly flow of savings in a way that increases its monthly consumption. You know, said differently, the consumer is spending more of its income into the economy and has been doing so basically ever since, kind of early to mid 2021, which is, I think we authored the theme back in the summer of 2022 when we really noticed it in the data. And it's been persisting since then. And it's one of the reasons why the U.S. economy has remained resilient throughout adverse policy shock throughout the Biden and Trump administrations. So wrapping up with a question from our community. This one's titled Supply-Demand Imbalance in the Treasury Bond Market. Says when Darius says there is a supply-demand imbalance in the Treasury bond market, isn't that just another way of saying nominal GDP will outpace expectations? My understanding has always been that Treasury yields are a function of expected nominal growth. If yields continue to rise and bond prices fall, that must coincide with the stronger than expected nominal GDP. There's no way that banks will refuse to buy Treasury bonds in a world where yields are greater than nominal GDP. The arbitrage is just too good to pass up. So phenomenal question here. The short answer is, there's more to our supply demand imbalance, the geopolitically driven supply demand imbalance in the Treasury bond market thesis. This is on the demand side of the equation, with nominal GDP persistently being above trend, which is a dynamic that we accurately forecasted when we first authored our Investing During a Four-Turning Regime presentation back in the summer of 2023. We've had persistently elevated nominal GDP growth, which reduces the demand for these securities, certainly relative to other capital assets. And so that's one component of it. A second component of it is that you have geopolitical factors that are also reducing the demand for the Treasury market, which is essentially supported by 33%, about a third of the Treasury market is owned by foreign investors. And so you think about it in Europe, they're remilitarizing. In Japan, they're pursuing reflationist policy that is kind of, causing issues in their bond market, capital destruction in their bond market. And then in China, you have strategic decoupling, which is reducing China's demand for dollar-based FX reserve accumulation. There's obviously other geopolitical factors to consider, like the freezing of Russian central bank assets and the reduction in reserve demand that caused from the perspective of the U.S. dollar. There's other factors as well, but those are the primary large factors on the demand side of the equation. And one other factor I would highlight on the demand side of the equation is the fact that an increasing share of the Treasury market is now in the hands of the private sector, which demands ex ante units of return for the risks that we take in our portfolios, as opposed to the central banks, which buy to implement monetary policy, foreign central banks, which buy to implement the reserve, FX reserve programs, and then commercial banks, which buy to implement regulatory policy. The share of those price insensitive buyers has gone down, and the share of the price sensitive buyers has gone up. So these are all factors on the demand side of the equation that are contributing to the geopolitically driven supply demand imbalance in the Treasury bond market, which has been our core research view since we authored this theme back in the summer of 2023. And so on the supply side, obviously, I don't, you know, the you can go to Yahoo Finance and figure out that the U.S. has a sovereign debt supply problem from the perspective of the fiscal profligacy that we see in D.C. And it's both parties. It's the Democrats can't stop spending. The Republicans can't stop cutting taxes. And the deficit continues to expand on a trending basis as a function of that. So there's a lot of things that are kind of feeding into that. There's other factors as well, but probably less, a little bit too esoteric for this program. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our Macro Minute for Thursday, May 28, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch back here on Monday. I'm going to be traveling to a conference this weekend, the Rebel Capitalist Conference this weekend. So we'll see you down in Orlando. If you guys are out there with my friend George Gammon and his team. So looking forward to that. So catch you back here on Monday. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro research content. 42 Macro research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.